Okay, so continuing on in the Gadot of Brachos, so around the Vav Mid Aleph. All right, so last time we saw a piece of Gemara that was talking about the meaning of davening in a shul, the meaning of Milo of a Beis HaKnesses. So we spent some time with that. So I'll move on in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara that we're going to see now, I guess just to show you a little bit of an intro, what the objective is. We'll see the Gemara, and b'derech hapshat when again it's agadata, so it's hard to know where pshat begins and pnimius ends. I mean, and pnimius begins, I guess you can say. But when you read a kipshuta, when you learn the Gemara kipshuta, there's a lot of problems. So we'll see. But from the lens of pnimius, it becomes a little bit more clear. You'll see what I mean. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Again, Vav Mid Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. Let's just read through it. It's a relatively easy Gemara. Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak. So Ravin, the son of Rav Ada, said name Rav Yitzchak, the following number of statements. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matze Beis HaKnesses. This is why the Gemara is flowing from the previous one. So Ravin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak said, how do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is found in a shul? Shenemar, quotes a pasuk, Elokim Nitzav Badaskel. Elokim Nitzav Badaskel. Hashem stands in the assembly of Hashem. What does it mean, Adaskel? So, according to this interpretation, that means a shul, a place where people assemble to come close to Hashem. It's a Beis HaKnesses. So, Elokim Nitzav Badaskel. Hashem is found there. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzei. Hashem is found in a Beis HaKnesses. He said further, "Uminayin la'asar shemespalim sheshchini imoyim." And how do we know that 10 yidden daven together? Minyan, the shchin is with them. That Hashem is with them. Shenamar, also the same pasuk, "Elokim nitzav ba'daskel." Over here, daskel now is being reinterpreted, not the place that people assemble, but the assembly themselves in Ada. It's a minyan. Statement number two. Statement number three, "Uminayin l'shloisha sheyoshin b'din sheshchini imoyim." And how do we know that three judges, three people, sit together? In the Din Torah, right, the three Dayanim, how do we know that the Shechin is with them too? Shenemar, the pasuk continues, the care of Elokim Yishbait. It's about Elokim needs of Adaskel. Hashem is in these Adaskel. The care of Elokim Yishbait in that place, in that matziv, Elokim Yishbait, the judges judge. So that's the context over here. So even in a situation of judgment, like three Dayanim, Hashem is there as well. Okay. And one further. How do I know that two people sitting and learning together, that the Shechin is with them? Shenemarik was a different pasuk. Oz nidbru yirei Hashem, ish ariyehu. That then God-fearing people will speak one to another, which the Gemara assumes, interprets means learning. But yakshiv Hashem, and Hashem listens. Hashem listens. That means Hashem is with them. Now the Gemara like sort of interrupts the flow of Ravin bar Rav Ada with the following shot. The end of the pasuk is ulachay shvei shemai, that Hashem sort of remembers that these two God fearing people that are talking to each other, that are learning with each other, and Hashem is listening. Hashem is listening. So it says in pasuk that Hashem writes it down ulachay shvei shemai. So ulachay shvei shemai, what does it mean? Those that think about Hashem's name. So Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said it means as follows. Another concept seemingly. That a person thought about doing a mitzvah, venenas, and something happened, v'loya, so he wasn't able to, and einis happened to stop him. Malav akasav kilo satzif, he did it. So that's the meaning of the pasuk. Az nidbar yirei Hashem, that God-fearing Jews will speak one to another in learning. V'yikshav Hashem, the yishma, that Hashem listens, and the pasuk continues over there, and it's written down in the book. And Hashem writes this down, L'chay Shishmai, and also those people that think about him. What does it mean to think about it? It means that they want to do a mitzvah, they couldn't. Okay. So fine, Ravin bar Rav Ada continues, V'nayin shafilu echad sh'yeshiv ha'zgut, how do we know that even one person sitting and learning, Shishchin imay, the Shechin is with him, Shenemar, another pasuk, B'kol ha'makam asher azkar ha'shini, any place that you mention my name, which the Gemara learns right now means learning Torah, Avilech baratich, I will come and bless you. So it means Hashem is there. So those are the statements of Ravin bar Ada, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Hashem is found in a Beis HaKnesses. Hashem is found with a minion learning. Hashem is found with three people by a din. Hashem is found with two people learning. And Hashem is found with even one person learning. Okay. So now the Gemara breaks it down. One second, let's go back. The last statement was that even one person learning, Hashem is with him. Okay, so if Hashem is with even one person learning, train me boy, then obviously Hashem is going to be with two people learning too, right? So what does he have to say the previous statement that two people learning, Hashem is with them? If one person learning, Hashem is with them, then kol shekein, two people learning. So says the Gemara, there's a difference. Terei michtavin milayu b'sefer hazichronos. When two people are learning, then the mitzvah that they're doing is written down in the book of memory. Chad loy michtavin milayu b'sefer hazichronos. Whereas one person learning, it's not written down in the book of memory. So when Rav Adin Bar Avada said, when he had to highlight the fact that two people learning, the Shekhinah is with them, the difference between that experience and one person learning is that when it's two people learning, it's written down in the book of memory, whereas one person not. That's the Gemara. But now the Gemara goes the next step, okay? So fine, so one person learning, the Shekhinah is with them. Two people learning, the Shekhinah is with them, and it's written down in the book. So then, ask the Gemara, so then what do you need the statement before that, which is three people sitting by a bezdin, the Shekhinah is with them. If Hashem is with one, and Hashem is even with two, then Kol Shekhinah, Hashem is going to be with three. And the Din Torah is also learning. You know, Reuven says this, Shimon says that, they have to think about Chush and Mishpat, whatever. So says the Gemara, no, there's still a Chiddush, Ma'od Tema, because you would think that Dina Shlomo Ba'almu, maybe you need Ravin Bar Avada to tell us a Chiddush that Hashem is with three people sitting by a Bezdin. Why? Because you might not think of that as learning. You might think that a Bezdin is just working out an Indian in between Yid, making Shalom in the world, which is Gval D'Gazach, but it's not necessarily learning. So that's the Kamash Mulan, Ravin Bar Avada, that even three people that are on a Din Torah also have the status of learning, and the Mela, the Shekhinah is with them. So that's what Gemara says, Mal D'Tema, Dina Shlomo Ba'almu. You might think that maybe a Bezdin is just involved with peacemaking. V'lo yasya shechina, and the shechina is not with them. Kamashmala, no, the dina nami hainu taira. The din is also taira. So Hashem is with one person learning, two people learning, and three people, obviously, all the more so three people learning, but even when they're doing a din taira, it's also called learning. Okay. Now the Gemara says the next question. Okay. V'chimachar dafilu t'losa. So if Hashem is with three people learning, then asar mi boy, then certainly Hashem is going to be with 10 people. So what do you need? The previous statement of Ravin Bar Ada Amr Yitzchak, that 10 people davening, the Shekhinah is with them. If Hashem is with one person learning, two people learning, three people learning, then it's certainly with 10 people. So says the Gemara, there's a chilek. The chiddush is as follows. Asara, when it's 10 people, kodma Shekhinah of Asya, the Shekhinah comes first. The Shekhinah sort of waits for them in anticipation. Plus Adi Yosef, but when it comes to the other numbers, three and down, then they have to start and then the Shekhinah comes. But for the Shekhinah to come first and sort of to anticipate the Yidden, that's only when it's 10 people. That's the Gemara. Okay, there's a number of, right away there's a number of a couple strange things with this Gemara. First of all, let's see, okay, break it down like this. The Gemara said, again, the Gemara's question was, if Rav Adin Bar Avada said, Ravin Bar Avada said one person learning, the Shekhinah is with them, then obviously two people as well, the Shekhinah is with them. So what is Ravin Bar Avada said that when two people sit and learn, the Shekhinah is with them? What do you need that for? If you're about to say even one person learning, the Shekhinah is with you, then certainly two. Says the Gemara, no. When two people are learning, then what they're doing is written down in the book of memory. But one person doesn't have that quality. That's not what Ravin Bar Avada said. Ravin Bar Avada said, the Chiddush, he comes to Beis Medrash and he says it's a huge Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Two people learning, the Shekhinah is with them. That's not the Chiddush. That we know, if one person learning, the Shekhinah is with them, then Kol Shekhinah, two people. You want to tell me something else, that what they're doing is written in the book of memory? So say that. So it needs explanation. So evidently, this inyan of being written in the book of memory is somehow the same thing as the Shekhinah being with them. What's difficult is, again, the Gemara is saying that Ravin Bar Avada's point, when he made that statement, that when two people sit and learn, the Shekhinah is with them, the real chiddush of that statement was not what he said. It's not that the Shekhinah is with them. Because the fact that the Shekhinah is with them is also true with one person. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it was written in the book of memory. Well, he didn't say that. So that's question number one. You follow? Question number two. The Gemara made a whole thing. Okay, so if one person the Shekhinah is with them, what do you need to say that the Shekhinah is with them with two people? It's a Chiddush, written in the book of memory. Okay, What do you need a chiddush that three people, the Shekhinah is with them? You would think that a din Torah is not called learning. So what do you need a statement that when 10 people, the Shekhinah is with them? The answer is the Shekhinah comes first, but when it's 10 people. One second. Rav and Bar Avada, when he said 10 people, what were the 10 people doing? Asar shemispalim shishchinimon. That's something else. Again, Rav and Bar Avada said, 10 people are learning, 10 people are davening, the Shekhinah is with them. Okay. Three people that are learning the Shekhinah is with them, two people learning the Shekhinah is with them, one person learning the Shekhinah is with them. So the 3-2-1 are on the same, they're doing the same things, which is learning Torah. So over there, it makes sense. If one person, the Shekhinah is with them when he's learning, so I know for sure two. And if I know two people, the Shekhinah is with them when they learn, I for sure know three. But now you want to say something else. 10 people that are not learning, they're just davening, the Shekhinah is with them, that's a new idea. So what is the Gemara saying? If I once you tell me that three people are learning, the Shekhinah is with them. So Kol Shekhinah, when 10 people are davening, the Shekhinah is with them. Well, it's apples and oranges. Just because three people that are learning the Shekhinah is with them, how do I know to extrapolate from there that 10 people davening, the Shekhinah is with them? Not only can I extrapolate it, but it's push it. I don't even have to, the Rav and Bar Avada doesn't have to say it even. So where's the Pella? Okay. Third of all, the Gemara seems to say that only when two people are learning together is it written in the Book of Memory. When one person is learning, it's not written in the Book of Memory. Really? So it's not forgotten? It's not forgotten. So take a look, we'll skip a little bit. Take a look at Maramokim number 4. Take a look at number 4. So Taisus over there in the Gemara Brachas asked this question. Again, the Gemara said, Chad, that when one person is learning, Loi michtavin mila b'sefer zechronis, it's not written in the Book of Memory. So Taisus, without even asking it, Taisus is bothered the question, how could it be that one person, that what you do is thrown in the garbage, is not remembered? How is it possible? So it says Taisus, the Gemara doesn't mean that when one person is learning, it's not written in the Book of Memory. It means as follows. What's unique to two people is that when two people learn, it's written in the Book of Memory, klemer imachayim. There's a separate Book of Memory that's called the Memory of many people doing things together. Klemer imachayim. It's written in the Book of Memory with other people's memories as well. I'll say for levadai nechtavim. In other words, there's evidently too many svarim up there, right? There's a sefer, there's your private sefer, and then avada, everything you do is written in that. But then there's a sefer that's sort of the stories of yidden, in plural. For that to go in that book, you have to be learning with someone else. How do I know that every single thing that you do privately is certainly written down? Kedar minan, because it says, the Mishnah says in the Mishnah says, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtav, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that everything you do is written down in a book. And that's talking about in the negative. Kol shekein midatayva, certainly mitzvahs that you do is written down in a book. So obviously, you can't say that when the person learns by themselves, or any mitzvah that you do is not written down. Of course it's written down. So what does the Gemara mean, that only when two people learn it's written down? It means there's evidently a sefer zichronis shel acherim. There's a sefer zichronis, it's a book of memory with stories that involve more than one person. So that you get in that book. Okay, fine. The problem is, again, it's not really what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara said a blanket statement. Chad, loyin michtavin mila b'sefer zechronis. One person learning doesn't get in the Book of Memory. Which again, Taisus says, how could it be such a thing? So Taisus has to kvetch it. It means the Book of Memory that talks about many people. Again, the Gemara doesn't sound like it. The Gemara makes it a very clear-cut statement. It's not written in the Book of Memory. Second of all, as long as it's recorded up there, what's the nafkamina, whether it's in a book that's just about you, or in a book about you and your chavrusos? The point of the Sefer HaZichronis, the mila of it being the Sefer HaZichronis, is that it's for all time. It's not going to be forgotten. So who cares what volume it's in? As long as it's not going to be forgotten, it's not going to be forgotten. It's like, oh, there's a huge, unbelievable mila. When you learn with a chavrusa, then it's written in the Book of Memory. When you learn by yourself, it's also written in the Book of Memory, by the way. It's just the volume to the right. You know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Okay, so the Gemara is a difficult Gemara. Okay, but the truth is, it's even more difficult. Take a look at Maramokim number 2. All of this was, these were statements and sources and a whole back and forth. Ravin Bar Avada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. That's an Amayra. Take a look at Maramokim number 2. There's Mishnah Pirkei Avos. You tell me if this sounds familiar. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Rabbi Chalavta Ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Rabbi Chalavta from the city of Chananya said, Asar sheyoishin v'oiskin b'tayra shchini imam. 10 people sit and learn, the Shekhinah is with them. Shenemar, Elokim nitzav adas kel. Uminayin afilu chamisha. How do I know that even five people learning the Shechina is with them? Shenemar, another pasuk, agudasai al eretz yisada. That his aguda, his gathering, his grouping, al eretz yisada is the foundation of the earth. Aguda, Chazal understood, aguda means five. Something that you grab with your hand is called an like a lulav, you know, it's an aguda. So you have five fingers, the Rishonim say. So an aguda means at least five things. So agudasai, his Hashem's gathering, is the foundation of the earth. What does it mean, Hashem's gathering? That indicates that whatever this gathering is, it's for Hashem's sake, certainly, and it's like he's involved. Hashem's hand is there. So that's called five people learning. So again, Chalafta said, 10 people learning, the Shechina is with them. Five people learning, the Shechina is with them. Uminayin afilu shloisha, how do I know even three people that the Hashem is with them? Shenemar, bekerav Elokim yishpat. Uminayin afilu shnayim, even two, shenemar oz nidbaru, the pasuk that Gemara quoted. Uminayin afilu echad, how do I know even one? Shenemar b'chol makim, the pasuk that Gemara quoted as well. So 1 second, you have a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos said, 10 people learning, the Shechina is with them. And then that was different, right? The Gemara said 10 people davening, which itself was difficult because the Gemara like sort of, you know, acted as if it's, you know, the same sort of sequence of 3, 2, and 1, which was talking about learning. But said Rav Chalafta, 10 people learning, the Shechina is with them. 5 people learning, the Shechina is with them. 3 people in the Shechina is with them. 2 people and 1. So first of all, a number of questions. Why is Ravin Bar Avada talking as if he's coming up with these ideas? This is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Okay. Second of all, if he is, you know, sort of, you know, borrowing the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, why does he not say the number 5? Rav Ada Bar Avin said 10, 3, 2, 1. The Mishnah says 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. So why does Rav Ada Bar Avin skip the 5? Second of all, the Mishnah, Rav Chalafta, didn't seem to be bothered with, you know, once I say 1, how do I, you know, what do I need 2 for? And once I say 2, why do I need 3? When I say 3, why do I need 5? When I say 5, why do I need that? Like, he was happy with just saying these statements. All of a sudden, the Gemara has a problem with Ravin Bar Avada. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with Rav Chalafta Ish Kfar Chananya. Okay, so maybe because there's no Gemara on Pirkei Avos. But the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara could have quoted Tanan. With the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, then the Gemara could have said, well, once I say 1, that one person learning the Shechina is with them, so I call Shechina 2. Once I say 2, 3, 3, 5, 5, 10. Like, the Gemara, it's as if this Mishnah doesn't exist. So it's a Pella. So the truth is, one of the questions the Rishonim deal with, if you take a look at Maromoka number 3, so the Taisa Rosh in Mesechus Brachas, at least asks one of the questions. The questions he asks, the one question he asks is, why in the list of Rav and Parav Ada does he not put number 5? Right? Like, what happened to number 5? So he says this, the truth is, I said it incorrectly. Tosfos Rosh doesn't really ask it like that. Tosfos Rosh asks, like, in the listing of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, so what is the Chiddush of number 5? If 3 people learning the Shechina is with them, then Kol Shekein 5 people. 10 people learning the Shechina is with them, the Gemara already said the Chiddush is that the Shechina comes first. So what's the Chiddush of 5? That's... So again, you could ask other questions. Why does the Gemara, why does Ravin Bar Avada not mention that number 5? But that's the way the Tos Rosh is asking. Tema asks the Tos Rosh, the Meseches Avos Tanan, in Meseches Avos, the listing is Minayin Afilu Chamisha. There's another number in there, number 5. So yes, V'kivin Di'adin and Shloisha. So now he asks on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos the same thing the Gemara asked on Ravin Bar Avada. Once I know 2, I know. Once I know 1, I know 2. You have to say a chiddush of 2. Once I know 2, I know 3. So you have to say a chiddush of 3. Once I know 3, ask the Taisa Rosh, I know 5. So what's the chiddush of 5? So v'yesh loimar. So the Taisa Rosh says, okay, the Mishnah to Hasam, the number 5 over there in Pirkei Avos. When 3 people were sitting and learning, the Gemara interpreted that to mean 3 people sitting on a bezdin, right? So says the Taisa Rosh, maybe even the number 5 is also talking about a bezdin. What bezdin is of 5 people? So says the Taisa Rosh, b'dvarim shetzarach chamisha dayanim. There is a category of halacha, things that you don't need, that you need more than 3 dayanim, you need 5 dayanim. Kigain, 2 examples he gives, kigain chalitza. Laman de Islay, the halacha of chalitza needs 5 dayanim, according to some opinions in the Gemara. Umedidas egla, and by an egla rufa, right? If someone, if there's a lalein, if the person's found killed and they don't know what happened, so the closest city has to bring an egla rufa. How do I know what the closest city is? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Sota that the Bezden, Hagadol, Sanhedrin have to send five people, and the five dayonim have to go and measure from the victim to the closest city. So that's five people. So it says the Tosfos Rosh, maybe that's what the Mishnah Perkei Avos, what's the five people learning? Why are there five people learning, not six and not four? So five people learning, it means a Bezden of five. What Bezden of five? It means a case of Chalitza, or a case of measuring the distance to a city by Egla Rufa. And so what's the, so again, so what's the Chiddush of that? It's Vasal Kedai Dechamina, and I would think, She'enan Chashuvan Afilu Kishar Din. She'enan Tzarch El Ri'iyah Ba'alma. Says the Tosfos Rosh, so the Chiddush of saying that even five people learning, the Shekhinah is with them, is because I would think that those examples of a Bezdin sitting by a Chalitza or measuring the distance to a city, that's not learning. What learning is that? They're just looking at something. They're looking at a Chalitza. That's their function, just to watch the Chalitza. And they're using a measuring stick to tell how far, how many inches, how many miles there is to a city. What type of learning is that? So I would think that's not called learning at all. So that's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has to say. Five people learning, the Shekhinah is with them, now that's called learning. So that's how the Tosfos Rosh breaks it down. So that's why the Chiddush of three was that a Bezdin is called learning. But maybe a Bezdin of five, which are dealing with it's just watching something, just measuring something, maybe that's not called learning. So that's Mishnah's Pirkei Avos is coming to say it's called learning. Okay. So, but again, big picture, the Sugya Zepela. Again, the Gemara in Brachas is ignoring the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It's as if this list of Rav and Barav Ad is like his own ideas. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And the Gemara is only dealing with you know, once you know one, I should know two already. It's only dealing with that in Rav and Barav Adda, not in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So it's a pellet. Okay, so this is what I want to suggest, and it's not a kasha that the Rishonim don't say like this, because what we're going to suggest is based on Pnimius HaTorah, which the Rishonim weren't allowed to talk about at the time. So okay, so here's the idea. I think that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and the Shekhinah that's with one person learning, two people learning, three people, five people, 10 people, is a different inyan than what Rav and Barav Ad is talking about, with the Shekhinah being with one person, two people, three people, and 10 people. Before I get to explain that, let me make one other observation in the Gemara. Take a look again, going back to the Gemara in Brachas, Amar Mokka number one. There was a little change in Rav and Barav Ad's language. The first statement Rav and Barav Ad said was, "Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu." How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was found in Shul? Shenemar Elkindis Mazazkel. Okay, so evidently, Ravim Barav Adda, when he's talking right now, wants to refer to Hashem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. But then he says, Minayin La'asar Shemespalim Sheshchina Imoem. Shenemar Elkindis Mazazkel. One second. Why change Hashem's name? Well, you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so continue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you want to say the Shechina. So say the Shekhinah in the first line as well. What's going on over here? There's evidently some sort of change. It's the same pasuk. Okay. And also, another question. Again, this sometimes happens in the flow of the Gemara, but just because we're used to it doesn't mean that it doesn't need explanation. In the middle of going through this list of Rav and Barav Adda, the Gemara like interrupted it with Ulechai Shvei Shemai. Like, it happens to be when Rav and Barav Adda quoted the pasuk to tell you that when two people learn, the Shekhinah is with them. The end of that pasuk was Ulechai Shvei Shemai, that there's an inyan of thinking about Hashem. So the Gemara says, like, oh, one second. What does that mean? Oh, Ravashi said it means that if a person plans on doing a mitzvah and they're able to do it, it's as if they did it. Okay, back to regularly scheduled programming. What, like, why are we interrupting? And that dates me. Why are we interrupting like that? Like it's not. It's interrupting the flow of the sugya. So why would the Gemara do that? Okay. So as I said, I think the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is talking about a separate inyan. Why the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Again, it's saying when 10 people learning, the Shekhinah is with them. 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, 1 people, one person. What does it mean the Shekhinah is with them? So take a look at Maramukha number 5. There's Ramban in Baba Basra. Okay, the Ramban at Babasra Yud Beis Medalef. The Gemara over there, it's a relatively well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, as follows. We know that after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, there's no Nevu anymore, right? There's no Nevi'im. So, but the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Aloshin, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Afal pi shenitla Nevu min ha-Nevi'im, even though prophecy was taken away from prophets, lo yinit min ha-Chachamim. Prophecy wasn't taken away from Chachamim. So what is that? So the question is, what does that mean? Nevuah, so Chachamim still have Nevuah, then they're the Nevi'im. What does that mean? Nevuah was taken away from Nevi'im, but it wasn't taken away from Chachamim. So says the Ramban like this, Aval pi shenitla Nevuah min ha-Nevi'im, even though prophecy was taken away from prophets, says the Ramban, it means Shumar v'Hachazon. In other words, there's no true Nevuah anymore, right? With Mamash seeing visions, that doesn't exist. But there's such another category which is called Nevuah Sachachamim, the Nevuah of the Chachamim. What does it mean, the Nevuah of the Chachamim? Not, you know, going into a trance and seeing things. That's not a Chacham Deka Nevuah. What's a Chacham Deka Nevuah? Shubadarach HaChachma. It means the Chacham is learning and he's using his own intellect to figure something out in Halacha. Lo Nidla, and he has a Nevuah in that, meaning El Yoidim HaEmes Baruch HaKadosh HaBekirba. In other words, says the Ramban, in order for a Chacham to get to the truth of Torah, there has to be some element of Nevuah. There has to be some element of what he calls a Ruach HaKadosh. There has to be some element of Hashuras HaShechina, of the divine presence resting on the Chacham as part of his learning, in order for him to be able to get to the bottom line, to the truth. So this Ramban is introducing us to a new idea, which is that when a person is learning, in order to be successful in their learning, it depends on the degree and on the level of Ruach HaKodesh and Kedusha and Divine Presence that resides on the person. We know there's different levels of, like, once we're comparing it to Nevuah, and we're borrowing this term of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramban says, we know that there's different levels of Nevi'im, right? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, you have Yeshayo, Yecheskel, Yecheskel, the Mice Merkava, the workings of the chariot, the whole description in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel. So the Gemara says that Yeshaya Hanavi never spoke like that, of describing the unbelievable visions. Why? Because he was much greater than Yecheskel, and to him it wasn't a big deal. So there's all different madrigas of Nevuah. There's certainly more madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. So it means, therefore, that in the levels of Ruach HaKodesh / Nevuah that a Chacham experiences, not obviously, not openly, but in a way of giving him the Siyat Deshmai to get to the truth, there's also different madrigas. This is the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Siyat Deshmai, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is talking about. The Mishnah is saying that when 10 people sit and learn, the level of the Shechina, the level of Ashras HaShechina that resides upon these 10 people is extremely high. And therefore, they're going to have a lot of siyat d'shmai to get to the truth. One second. So he goes, what? What do you mean, afilu? No. So what's it? So he goes on. So then the Mishnah continues. Even 5 people learning, they also have Ashras HaShechina. Even 3 people, even 2 people, even 1 person. In other words, but it doesn't mean that the same level each one. In other words, it's a hierarchy. One person learning has a certain degree of Ruach HaKodesh that gets them to a certain degree of the truth. 2 people learning is a heightened degree of Ruach HaKodesh that gets them to a deeper truth. 3 people, all the more so. 5 people more so, until 10. It's not a question of, like, once you say 1, then what do you need 2 for? The answer is, we're talking, once you define the Hashuras HaShechina over here as the Ruach HaKodesh that gives them the Siyat Deshmaya to get to the truth, well, there's different gradations of Ruach HaKodesh, there's different gradations of Nevuah. So that's what Reb Chalafta in the Mishnah is talking about. There's different grid. If Reb Chalafta was making a list of Nevi'im, so he would say, like, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Hanavi, Chagin Zechariah Malachi, you have Bali Ruach HaKodesh. There's a hierarchy. So he's saying that that's how Torah learning as well. When a person's learning, then they could be Zaycha to a certain Ruach HaKodesh to direct them to the truth. There's different madrigas of truth. Entire, right? So a person gets to the bottom line, but there's deeper layers and deeper layers. There's deeper layers of Torah, so that means there's deeper layers of Nevuah. So that's what Rabbi Chalafta is saying, that if you have 10 people, that's the height of Ruach HaKodesh to get them to the truth. 5 is less, but something. 3, 2, 1. So the Ruach HaKodesh, the Hashras HaShechina that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is talking about is by its very definition a Hashras HaShechina that's built on madregas, that's built on gradation. So therefore, that's what Rav Chalfta is talking about, and that's why it's never a question of like, oh, once one has it, who cares? Then obviously two. No, two means they're going to have more of it, and three they're going to have more of it, and five is more of it, and ten is more of it as well. So that's a self-contained idea of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. He's answering the same thing. That's the experiences of Shekhinah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's different Madragas. Again, why I'm saying this is because once you have the Ramban of Avasra, that already tells us that learning is requires a certain element of Ruach HaKodesh / Nevuah / Hashras HaShekhinah in order to get to the truth. Okay, so there's different Madragas of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, and Madragas of Nevuah. And that's what the Chavos is talking about. So that's a self-contained idea. Without a question, that's fine. You don't need a gemara to ask a that's fine. What is Ravin Bar Avada talking about? Ravin Bar Avada is talking about altogether different idiom. He's not talking about a level, when he says Ashur HaShekhinah or whatever, he's not talking about a certain level of Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh to get them to the truth. That's not, first of all, right away, it's all in the context, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a shul, where that's not Chochma, that's not learning. 10 people davening, they're not getting to the truth, they're not learning. So we're clearly talking about something else. So what are we talking about? So the answer is, what we're talking about with Ravin Bar Avada is a different inyan, which is called Kutshabrichu Shchente. Yichud Kutshabrichu Shchente is an idea we speak about all the time. And the reason why we do that is because it is the essence of what Yiddishkeit is about. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is absolutely one. But we know that just like with a person, again, I'm just we've mentioned these ideas before, but it's good to remind ourselves of the fundamentals sometimes. Fundamentals in this space, I guess you can say. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is one, but just like with a person, Kivyachol, you have different people that you relate to in a different way. So too, Kivyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam also can relate to the world in different ways. There's one way that the Ribbono Shel Olam relates to the world that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another way the Ribbono Shel Olam relates to the world, that's called the Shekhinah. What does it mean when Hashem reveals Himself as HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what does the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? So the Holy One, blessed be He, right? So HaKadosh, Kadosh means, the definition of the word Kedusha means that which is separate, that which is Nivdal, that which is beyond. Baruch Hu, the one that is the source of all blessings, means brachas are things that I could identify. The source of the brachas, that's beyond. So the Ribbono Shel Olam that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the side of Kivyachol, when He reveals Himself as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means Kivyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, like in His infinite self, in the part of Himself that's almost unknown, the part of Himself that when He makes Himself known in that way, we don't know who He is. He reveals Himself as being the unknown one. Not with hesterpan, not with concealment, I'm saying with a gilui. But the gilui is a gilui of otherworldliness. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah means the Ribbono Shel Olam when He reveals Himself in a way that we can process, in a way that we identify with, in a way that's almost a part of who we are. That's called the Shekhinah. Which are very different Giluyim. Very different Giluyim. Now the Tachlis, the goal of life, the goal of Avodas Hashem is Yichud Kutshabrichu Shchenteh. To unite those two. What does it mean to unite those two? So there's different ways how to say it. But one way that you can say it is as follows, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be able to experience Him, which is the Shekhinah, but through the part of Hashem that we know, to be able to come in contact with the side of Hashem that we can't know through that as well. The mashal I've given is like when people go on a date, right? So when people are dating, so when you're talking to the other person and you're asking them, the list of questions that you have to ask. So there's two different ways how to listen, how to engage in that. One type of conversation is that you're getting the information, right? You want to, how many siblings the person has and the schools, and you're getting the information. But another way is that through the words and through the information, you're creating a bond with that person. And the bond that you're making with that, the side of that person that you're bonding with through those words is a side that's not being communicated. And therefore, it's sometimes even unknown to the people themselves that the bond is forming until it's already formed. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, if that person, you know, dumps you, then you're terribly upset. Why? Because you'll never find out what ended up happening with their sister in summer camp. Because it was like a cliffhanger. That's not the reason why you're upset. You're upset is because all you talked about was the sister's story in summer camp. The answer is, but in those words, there was a bond being forged. That's kviyachal amashal tiyichal kishav yirushchente. All I'm learning about is the story of the sister in summer camp, right? But that's called the shechina, right? That's something I could relate to. I understand. Those are the words. I could write that down. But from there, I'm coming in contact with something that's not being articulated. That's the tachlis. Yichal kishav yirushchente. This is what Ravin Bar Avad is talking about. Where Ravin Bar Avad is talking about are scenarios where you would think you might have one. Comes Ravin Bar Avad and said, in that scenario, you also have the other. So let's reread the Gemara now. Amar Ravin Bar Avad, before we actually get the Gemara, take a look at Marmok number 6, just to give context with Kuchibir Shrinte. So this is from Rav Tzadik and Sefer Dover Tzadik. We've quoted this piece other times as well. So he says, Shenefash is Yisrael, the soul of a Jew, deep down, him chelek eleka, right? It's a piece of kviyachol v'Hashem, ha-sheichin b'ker of kloyos that resides in our, you know, within ourselves, v'leiv nefash is Yisrael, v'onik rishchin. The chelek eleka mamish, the peel back the layers of the soul, and you find to that core that's kviyachol Hashem, that's called the shechina b'kol malkim. The shechina means the part of Hashem that's relatable, that's identified, that you could absorb, which is you, it's mamish you. K'mash shekos v'megillah, like the Gemara says in Megillah, go l'bavil shechini ma'am. That's how Rav Tzadik is. Klal Yisrael go to Bavel, the Shechina is with them. Yeah, because Klal Yisrael is in Bavel, right? So like, we're the Shechina. So wherever we go, that's where the Shechina is, right? L'fishu is galus Hashem, ha-sheichin b'toich b'nei Yisrael. Because that's Hashem's presence that resides amongst Klal Yisrael. U'bekir b'mo oilam. And he goes on, ki nefash is kol Yisrael, achuzim u'kshurim ki b'shalshelas ki yidua. All of Klal Yisrael is like this chain, right? So you have big neshamas, all the way down to small neshamas. But af pachash of b'chusen, the lowest, the smallest Jew, Yesh b'chelek chayim has a piece of the living God. Asher chelek lo Hashem, chelek lo kamimah. So you know you could shrink the Jew as much as you want. If the Shechina is there, if the person is Jewish, then the Shechina is with them. So that's called the Shechina. V'hainu ki be'emes the seder tzadik. The truth is etzim or Hashem, the essential light of Hashem, which is called Hakadosh Baruch Hu, God l'moed. That's very great. V'yev sheli es musig l'leiv in yadam klal. It can't be. Can't be grasped by the heart of a person. No can see me and live. That's what it means when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayros kedusha b'kol malkim. The word kedusha everywhere means havdala, that which is separate. Shu nivdal mivnei adam. That's distant, right? V'hainu or Hashem hen nivdal milibas Yisraeli. The light of Hashem that's separate from the heart of a Jew. But since Hashem wants us to know Him and He wants to be known, so Hashem constricted His light from the level of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be constricted and it should be locked in. And not in such an extraordinary way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it should also be experienced as the Shechina. But as I said, the goal is Yichud Kishbur Shechinte, where through that part of Hashem, that revelation of Hashem that's called the Shechina, you come in contact and you to a certain degree know the side of Hashem that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara. Marmukah number 1. This is what Ravin Bar Avad is talking about. Let's see. Nachmal. Amar Ravin Bar Avad, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matzei Beis HaKnesses. What's a Beis HaKnesses? Remember last week, we learned about this. A Beis HaKnesses means a place of the Shechina. Knesses is a code for Knesses Yisrael. The Arizal, in the Shemus HaKdoshim, the name of Hashem that corresponds, there's many names of Hashem that correspond to many things, but in the name Yudke Vavke, everything ultimately finds its root in the name, in the essential name of Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke, we mentioned many times, there's many different permutations, right? So one of the ways, the one permutation of Yudke Vavke is Yud Vav Dalet, that's Yud, right? Hey Hey, right? That's Hey. Vav Vav, Vav, and Hey Hey. That equals 52. That name, that Tziruf of Yudke Vavke, that's the name that's associated with the Shechina. The Arizal said that 10 times that 52 times 10 equals gematria Beis HaKnesset. That's what Beis HaKnesset is. So Beis HaKnesset starting off, we know Beis HaKnesset is a place of the Shechina. Comes Ravin Baravad with a Chiddush. What's his Chiddush? Benayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matzeh Beis HaKnesset. Oh, okay. So that's already a Chiddush. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also there. Knows that a Beis HaKnesset is Yichur Kishu Baruch Hu Shechintei, which is what we spoke about last week, that the halacha is that you have to go into shul, you have to go in as if you're entering in two doors. Right? You remember that? Two doors. I don't remember exactly how we interpreted it last week, but based on now. So there's Kutchibrich, I think, did we say? Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. So Kutchibrich Shrente. Because of that, there's two doors, and there's every shul. It's a shul within a shul. So, Minayin Shakash Baruch Mas Beit Sekneses, Elokim needs about this kill. Fine. Now, Ravin Baravada says the other way. Minayin La Sarash Mispalim Shishchinim. How do I know that 10 people davening, the Shechin is with them? In other words, what happens when 10 people daven? What are you allowed to say then? Dvarim Shabakdusha. Dvarim Shabakdusha. What makes something a Dvarim Shabakdusha? We're just used to it. Kaddish, Baruch Hu. Like, why is Baruch Hu better than a Shahakal? Why is it a Dvarim Shabakdusha? The answer is, we don't have time to go through each one. But the essential point of what makes something a Dvarim Shabakdusha is when you're highlighting the transcendence of Hashem. Now, Hashem is beyond, above and beyond. Le'ela, Mikol, Berchaza, Vishirasa. Baruch Hu is Hashem, HaMevayrach, the one from which all brachas come. Each one, Kaddish, 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 that's Kedusha. Every one of the Devarim Shebe Kedusha, Birchas Ka'anim, is somewhere Shemi, Abnei Yisrael, Va'ani Avarachim. Who's Va'ani, if not Shemi? The Rabbanu Shalom, that's even before his name. Devarim Shebe Kedusha means that when you have a minion, you can say Devarim Shebe Kedusha. Because automatically, so going into this statement, Ravin Baravada knew that Avada, a minion, is going to have the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's his Chiddush? His Chiddush is, Minayin Asar Mispalim Sheshchina Imon. That's already a Chiddush. It means the inyan of a minion is a situation of Kutcher Birch Hashchinte. That's already a Chiddush. And he goes on to say, and now this is the flow of the rest of them. Every single one of the next ones are also situations of where it's a given, there's a Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first one was a minyan davening. That's a given that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, because they could say a davar shebekdusha. The next thing, minayin l'shloisha sheyoshin b'din sheshchini yimon. Three people learning. Now it moves into learning. Torah is automatically going to be more the side of kutchibrichu. Torah means light. Torah means a direction. Torah means the one that directs, not the one that receives, not the one that's given direction. Torah means the direction itself. Torah is always associated with you know, why is laning called the davar shebekdusha? So according to most rishonim, it's machlokes, but according to most rishonim, the reason why laning is called davar shebekdusha because it starts with baruch hu. But why do we start with baruch hu? Why do you have to have baruch hu before laning? So some rishonim say, you know, to get everyone's attention, really. So some rishonim say that. But I'm saying it's a little bit shver. Get everyone's attention, clap. I don't know. You're using baruch hu to get everyone's attention. So the answer is, because Torah is a davar shebekdusha. Because Torah is a davar shebekdusha. For the Rabbanu Shalom to you know, istakel baraisu bar alma. Torah is the source from which the world comes into being. What's the world? The world is the place. The world is the Shechina. The world is the constricted light of Hashem. Torah is from which the world comes. Torah automatically is it. That's these numbers are also associated. Three, the rise of Maral. Three is always very associated with the masculine, right? This dynamic of Kutcher Birchu Shechinte is very associated with masculine and feminine, right? Hashem Echa, but the masculine is unlimited potential. Right. Once you move into Shechina territory, once you move into the words that are said in the conversation, right? The sister, the story in the sister with camp, whatever it is what it is. Those are limited words, but in terms of that's Shechina side of things. That's mugbal. That's definitive. That's when you're talking about Kutcher Bichu, what could be? Torah is infinite. Torah is infinite. So in that way, the number three and male and female. So the kaich of the zohar in terms of producing is infinite. The nekeva is more limited. So that's the relationship of zohar to the nekeva. Three is a number that's always associated with zohar. Goyimel dalim, right? The Gemara says three is always a number that's associated with zohar. Four is a number that's more associated with nekeva. So says the Gemara. Says Rav and Baravada, three people that are learning, it's a given the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, Shechini Iman. He quotes the Pasuk. So then, two people learning, it's also obvious HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. They're learning. The answer is, the Chiddush is Shechini is with them. One person, he's learning. So learning automatically is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chiddush is what the Shechini is there too. To this, the Gemara asks, okay, one second. Now we're talking about Kuchiruchu Shechintei. So now I could ask the question, if one person learning, which is a given that it's a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell me a Chiddush, the Shechin is also there, then Kol Shechin, if two people learning, the Shechin is there. So this the Gemara has to say, okay, these are the Chiddushim. Two people learning, it's written in the Book of Memory. Okay, but only three people. Oh, okay, the Chiddush is, that's called learning at Dintar. Once I know three people, then and obviously 10 people. Why is 10 people obvious? It's Tefillah. The answer is, again, in this Nakuda of these groupings being places that obviously have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and when you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have the Shekhinah with you, 10 people davening is the same thing as 3 people, 2 people, 1 person learning. These are scenarios where what? Where there's a given of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In terms of being given as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is there, 10 people davening certainly is a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Varaya, they can say Dvarm Shevekdusha. So in this context of the model of Rav and Barav Adda talking about scenarios where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and since Kuchabrichu and Shechinte are unified, since Hashem Echad, what's Rav and Barav Adda, what's the Oimek? The depth of Rav and Barav Adda is that by its very definition, when you have a matziv of one side of Hashem's presence, you automatically, by its very definition, have the other side as well. Why? Because Hashem Echad. God forbid, we're not talking about multiple. It's Hashem Echad. So this is what Rav and Barav Adda is saying. Any situation where you have one, you automatically have the other. So now the Gemara says, okay, so what's the Chiddush of each one of these statements? If by one person learning, there's already HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, and the Melo, the Shechin, is there, okay, good. So what do I need other statements for? This is where the Gemara is coming from. Again, this is only a kasha on Rav and Barav Adda. It's not a kasha on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Yeah, Mishnah Pirkei Avos is talking about a different inyan. Talking about a different inyan. And when you're learning, you have a certain level of Ruach HaKadosh to get you to the truth. Okay, and there's different madrigas. So one person has a certain level, 2 people, 3, 5, 10. Okay, I understand. Different levels of Ruach HaKadosh, I get it. Different levels of truth and Torah, fine. But now you're talking about something else. You're talking about an essential truth, which is a mitzias of Kuchar Ruach HaShchintai. So once you tell me that one person learning has Kuchar Ruach HaShchintai, and Mimela, you have Shchintai, so Kol Shekein, two people, there's Kuchabrichu and Mimela Shchintei. To that, the Gemara says, no, when two people learning, it's written in the Book of Memory. So he asked the question, what does it mean, the Book of Memory? And one person learning is not in the Book of Memory. So Tosi said, okay, it must be different books. But if it's, so he asked the question, if what you're doing is written in the Book of Memories, what's the difference what volume it is? And second of all, we asked the question, but that's not what Rav and Barav Adda said. Rav and Barav Adda said that the Shekhinah is with them, not it's written in the Book of Memory. So this is already a little bit harder to explain. But even in the inyan of Kuchar Ruach HaShchintei, we know in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, there's even madregas of that. When we talk about Kuchar Ruach HaShchintei, and we use it as a mashal of like a Zohar Nekeva, so in that mashal, Zohar Nekeva, which always goes back to the first Zohar Nekeva of Adam and Chava, their relationship was multi-layered. The first situation of Zohar Nekeva was back to back. And the second Madriga was face to face. So now, that means that when you're dealing with a situation of Kuchar Ruach HaShchintei, there could be a situation of Kuchar Ruach HaShchintei kiviyachol, b'derech mashal, back to back, and a bechina of Kuchar Ruach HaShchintei face to face. What does it mean back to back? What does it mean face to face? It's hard to say, but one way would be as follows. Let's go back to the mashal of the guy and gal on a shidduch date. I guess I got it. Fine. So I'll go with that mashal. They could be in a situation of back. What does it mean back to back? Back to back means that at the time when they're having the conversation, then they're having a great time. When the date's over, couldn't care less anymore. If the shadchan tells me that she's interested in my chavrusa, I'll dance at the wedding. It doesn't bother me at all. It's fine. that means that even at the time when there was a hisyachsos, it was back to back. It was back to back. In the Sumerach Dosh, in the Kisvei, we find that the inyan of zikaron versus shechacha, zikaron versus forgetfulness, memory versus forgetfulness, is this inyan of face to face versus back to back. Face to face versus back to back. There's certain, that's a klal. That's a klal. When there's a possibility of forgetfulness, it means that even at the time of connection, it was bechinas back to back. When it's in a way of face to face, it means it can't be forgotten. Our relationship with the Rabbanu Shloim, the Chinas Yerushalayim, is face to face. It says in Pasuk by being Oyle Regel, right? Liris is Pnei Adon Havaya, right? So even if Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash is face to face, if it's face to face, it's an impossibility to forget it. Says the Gemara, when one person learning, so he's learning, it means Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when it's Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Shechina, but it's Ocher Baruch Hu. Said Rav Maravada, when it's two people learning, the Shechin is there. But now, what does it mean the Shechin is there? It means Bechin is Panim B'Panim. That's cool, written in the book of Zikar. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Again, it doesn't mean recorded for all time, like it's not, everything's recorded. But the Gemara is hinting to the level of Dveikus that the Yid is experiencing. The level of Dveikus that you're experiencing with Hashem is a way that's called Panim B'Panim. And that's hinted to in the Gemara. The Gemara, again, Agadata never says, it doesn't use Liz Lashonis, it hides it. So the hiding is what's called Sefer Zichronis. Now, by the way, for those people that don't learn Bechavrusa, right, so this Gemara might be disturbing. But the truth is, this is in parentheses, there's many tzaddikim, the big people that, there's a letter from the Prima Godem. The Prima Godem writes in a letter that, he says it's Yedua. I guess it was Yedua in his, It's Yedua that I learned by myself, and I get distracted when other people are there, so I have my own separate room, separate study that I learned by myself. Right? Chazanish was like that. The Chazanish has a letter that he went back and forth with someone. Yeah, the Chazanish had a chiddush, and this person write a tshuva back. They've been followed back and forth, and so it's very. And it's the Chazanish. He write at some point in the letter back and forth. He says like Adkan, like you know. I hear what you're saying. You hear what I'm saying. We're not going to make any more headway like this. He says, I've been learning by myself for many, many years. This is what I think. I get it. We can keep on going back and forth. The Knesh like that. That's it. You know, so the Chazon Ish was like that. Vilna Gaon, you know, basically. So you're supposed to learn Bechavrusa. So there's different. So one idea, by the way, is that when the Yerushalmi says, whenever you're learning, the person that you're quoting, or Rashi, whatever it is that you're learning, you should think that the Baal HaMemra, the one that you're learning, is right in front of you. So that's a pretty good chavrusa. So there's different ways. But again, on a deeper level, that's what the Gemara is trying to say. So let's go bottom up. So in other words, what we have now is a different model of understanding Rav and Bar Avada. Rav and Bar Avada is telling us a new model, which is in this inyan of Yichur Kutshu B'Shchinte, which, again, the basic idea is situations that have one automatically have the other. A Beis HaKnesses automatically has the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. You know, a minion of Yidden Davening is certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is there. Three people, two people, one person learning, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there, certainly the Shechina is there as well. But now, working bottom up, now the Gemara explains, but so in this model, so what do you need all these different examples for? So now the Gemara says, each example is giving you a different level of Kutshu B'Ruch Hu Shechinte. So the bottom one person learning that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Shechina, that means Kutshu B'Ruch Hu Shechinte, Ocher Baruch Hu. Two people learning, which that's what automatically two, right? There's already Panim B'Panim, right? So now you have two people learning, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, the Shechina is there as well, but now it's Bechinas Panim B'Panim. And that's what he says. When he says the Shechina is there, he means a higher level of Shechina, a higher level of Yichud, that's called Panim Panim, which is, the Gemara is, using the term, it's written in the Sefer HaZichronos. Then the Gemara says, okay, what do you need three? So if three was the Chiddush, that's called learning Bechlal. Then the Gemara says, okay, what's the Chiddush of 10? What's the Chiddush of 10? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush of 10 is, the Shechina comes first, and then the Minyan comes. In other words, there's different ways how to say it. I guess I'll say it like this right now. Usually, in this model of Kuchiruch Hashchinte, there's a level of constriction that takes place. It's like again, in the muscle of the guy and gal. So, one of them can't say everything that they feel. They find specific words. And because of that constriction, like Ratzadik already mentioned also, it means that even when you sort of find your way back to that unspoken side, it's still limited. It's still limited. The goal is Kuchiruchu Shchinte. This is different madrigas. It's Kuchiruchu Shchinte back to back, which means like it's Gevaldik at the time, but it was never really a true bond. Panim b'panim, it's a true bond. But even in panim b'panim, there's still a madrega that's, even within panim b'panim, there's still two levels. There's panim b'panim where the shchin is like shorter than Kudshu Brichu, so to speak. It's almost as if, everything is being experienced through the lens of the particular words that are being said, which is what we're calling the Shechina right now. And because of the limitation of words, you're only getting a glimpse of that unspoken side of Kudshu Brichu. The highest level is Shava B'Shava, where they're lamish of equal footing. In other words, that through the words that are being said, despite its constriction, you're getting the full picture. You're getting the full picture. And you fully, truly are bound to the other person, essentially, despite the fact that the medium through which the bond is happening is limited. So sometimes when the medium is limited, like the particular words, even when a bond is being made, the bond is limited. So sometimes it's limited as being like back to back. So it's like, after 20 minutes, it's as if it didn't happen. Sometimes it's everlasting, but it's still limited in terms of I'm only connected to a certain percentage of the person. But now when it's face to face, and it's sort of like, so then through the medium of these particular words, you get the full connection of who the person is. This is hinted to in the Gemara. When it's 10 people, the mile of that madrega is, the shechin is first. As if the Shechina is being described kviyachol as a standalone figure of equal stature to kviyachol the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's about to come, not just a shrinking, smaller, constricted version, is it? It's more of a chashivas to that side of what the Shechina is, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. And again, this is why Ravin Bar Avada doesn't list number five, right? He doesn't give a number five like the Mishnah Sper Gevs, because the only madregas that we have in Kishvur Shchinti are these Acher B'Acher, Panim B'Panim, and even with Panim B'Panim, Shavu B'Shavu, face to, like mamish of equal size. And that those are the levels that Ravin Bar Avada are referring to. So that's 10 of equal size. That's 3 and 2 is face to face. Again, 3 is just a chiddush that a bezin is called learning. And 1 means back to back. But this is what the Gemara is talking about. And this is the difference between the two. Again, so this is just another example of where Pinyus HaTorah comes to clarify and to sort of reveal behind the scenes of what the Gemara is literally saying. Nothing is like it's literally simple pshat on the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Without that, then you have to start fetching, and Cheshbain becomes a little bit more difficult. Okay, the Iker is that the Rebbe Hashem should bless us, that we should know. When a person is learning, the Shechin is with you. The Shechin is with you. When you're davening, the Shechin is with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and so on. And we should be zeichet ta'akad every single word of the learning, everything word of davening, every mitzvah that we do, we should be able to make that bond with Hashem on all levels. And be zeichet all the brachas that come from the position. All right, shkayach.